live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Hey, how are you doing today? It's Monday. It's the best day of the week. It is a clean slate for your week. That's why I say that. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And that's what we do. We talk. We put it out there for discussion for everyone. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. How are you going to vote this year? What do you think? Not going to vote? By mail? Hand-delivered ballot? In person? By machine? I'm going to do my little vote right here, and it is going to be by machine. Yep. Just going to head on over to the polling place because I can. Because it's safe. Looking at some of the answers so far, oh, that is just not, that is not right. 11% of those taking part in the poll today so far say not going to. I wish I could change your mind on that. Unless you're voting in, I should have put under 18 and you're not going to vote because you're not eligible. In-person by machine has garnered the majority of the vote, 88.89%. So thank you for those who have participated already. Did get a quick email. I'm concerned about voting. I always vote with my ballot and I hand deliver it. I do not put it in the mail. Is hand delivering it still safe? It is safe with the regards to the person who's counting the ballot, the person who's checking the signature, the person who is checking to make sure that everything on that ballot is legit. That's why I've been trying to get a hold of the elections office, but they don't seem to return our calls. At least I've been having my producers do it. I put in a text to the Secretary of State, said, hey, have your people do their job and return their press interviews. But still haven't seen that yet, so we'll see how it goes. Got some interesting questions for them. But they seem to have gone into hiding for some reason. That's always what we, and this is what is drawing such attention to it, is the fact that some other person, could be a Democrat, could be an independent, could be a Republican, is checking your signature. And who says they're qualified to do that? And it's just thrown out. See, that's what I disagree with. If your signature at this time does not match your registration, then you should be personally contacted. Registrar of Voters Office has that information. You should be personally contacted and say, is this your vote? Is this the way you voted? Okay, sorry. Your signature didn't match. We were just double checking. Rather than just throw it away. We got a great idea from a listener on how you could fix all that. But again, waiting for the Secretary of State's Elections Department to return the damn phone call to get booked on the show. Sorry about the anger and frustration, but I'm just as frustrated as you. We get older. We sign our registration card. We could be in a hurry. We could be on new medication that's making us shake. There are a lot of different reasons your signature changes. But your vote may just be thrown away. I don't like that. I don't like a lot of things going on right now. But it's not for me to say, it's for you to say. We'll be going back to the emails from Friday. Very interesting. I am now a white supremacist. So we'll hit that topic again. But let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text at 884-9910, because it's your show. And Victoria wants to talk about everything. So, Victoria, the floor is yours.
Hey, Miss J. I have to tell you that I have a few concerns. The COVID thing, all the people in the White House near the president getting COVID, nobody on the left getting COVID. I'm very suspicious. And the treatment that our president has received at the hospital, I'm concerned about that. And I'm concerned about him building his immune system. I really enjoyed the drag, the interstate, New York City, downtown New York City. They were doing it. It was all over the place. It was awesome. The people going to the hospital to rally for the president was awesome. And then the not-so-awesome thing is the House wants to pass a bill to call the Q a terrorist group. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Antifa and BLM, they're good.
Yeah.
So I would like you to
Q members have never once gone out and started a fire. Never once thrown a brick. Yeah.
It's information. Are we not allowed to give information?
Not when it's against them. Not when it's, not when it's uncovering what they're up to, which they themselves said they're up to, but people don't pay attention to that.
Well, that's exactly right. And when Schumer said, we need the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, I had to tweet, what changed? Because you never tell the truth. So, I don't know.
I kept watching because I thought for sure he was going to be struck by lightning. I mean, you put out a statement like that and a lie like that, I thought for sure lightning was coming down from the heavens.
Well, they ought to focus on the American people and maybe another stimulus and doing their job as opposed to something about the Q being a terrorist group. That just really frosted me, I got to tell you. Made me very upset.
And unfortunately, they are looking at another stimulus plan, and their stimulus plan completely defunds law enforcement for going out and doing all the extra work, defunds them for personal protection equipment, defunds them from going out and doing extra for the riots and everything else that's going on. So, they're working on something, but they're working on things for the illegals and the people who shouldn't be getting any funds.
Yeah, I know. And then what made me laugh was the governor of Washington State when he demanded that Boeing come back to Washington State. And I thought, all you people do is lie and demand. It's incredible that you live your lives that way. It's very strange. I can't relate to it.
It's kind of pathetic, actually.
It's very pathetic. But I can't understand where they're coming from with the Q group. I understand that they don't like that we're saying the truth, but I guess I have to go to the Senate, and the Senate's going to kick it down. So what's the point?
You are absolutely 100% right. When you had Matthews out there with a Q pin on, the Senate will knock it down because they know the truth. It's the House that is corrupted by the Democrats to the majority. So we don't have to worry about the Senate.
And the other thing with the pedophilia and the sex trafficking, you know, all these people are intertwined. And now they're coming up, now they're starting to announce the underground bunkers that they take these children into. And now they're talking about Gitmo and the high-profile Americans. And I'm just holding my breath, waiting to laugh, because, yeah, it's happening, and it's amazing. It's hard to believe. It sounds like we're all paranoid and crazy, but it's so crazy. It's just, you know, it really is unbelievable what's going on in our country. It really is strange.
You know what gets me, Victoria, is when someone like you or I mentions underground bases and tunnels and protective things. It's conspiracy and it's stupid and how can you spread stuff like that? But when the History Channel, you know, reveals all of the different setups that are like underneath Denver Airport that are in different mountains in actually across the entire country, when they do it, it's educational. But when anybody else does it, it's conspiracy theory, conspiracy freaks. So, Victoria, I am as excited as you are for Red October. And I think that we can't sit back and laugh at the left when all of this starts to come out, because they're going to need us, because they're the ones that have actually been lied to for literally hundreds of years. And we're going to have to accept friends back. We're going to have to accept family members back. We're going to have to be patient, because for what they are about to be just boom, force-fed all at one time, is going to be very hard for them. And we need to have that patience and say, you know what? We tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen, because you were just all about supporting the blue. You know, we're not about supporting the red. We're about supporting the red, white, and blue. So,
that's
Victoria,
right.
It was such a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much for calling in and wanting to discuss everything.
Okay, great. Have a great day. Thank you.
You have an awesome day and an even better week, Victoria. So this is an email from Friday. I'm still trying to catch up. This is an email from Friday from Mary. How do you feel about the fake virus now? Plan to wear a mask? Maybe spend time praying for our president. Mary, I pray for our president every single day. And I pray for you every single day as well. I pray for the entire country and the entire world. Truth is almighty, and you cannot hide the truth forever. It always rises to the top, just like the light. And let me tell you, Mary, I wish I had your address, because I would send you one of those ear cleaning kits, because you obviously hear what you want to hear. The virus is not fake. It makes you feel like crap. Joints sore, everything sore, pain, all of that stuff. What is fake, Mary, is the plandemic, the number of deaths. Even if you took all the number of deaths of people who have died with or from COVID, which are two highly different things, guess what, Mary? Still doesn't come up to the number of deaths last year from tuberculosis. Still doesn't come up to the number of deaths from medical errors. Still doesn't come up to the number of deaths from multiple other diseases and viruses and flus. Yet for some reason, This particular one has shut down a country's economy and a world economy. People have lost their businesses. They've lost family members. They've even lost their own lives due to suicide. Mary, I'm going to pray extra harder for you because you obviously need it. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Talk and text 884-9910. And of course, as always, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Trying to get caught up on these emails. Boy, you take 2 days off and you're just flooded with hundreds of them. But I will try to get back to everybody as soon as I can or make reference to your text or your email on the air. We'll do more of it tomorrow. Right now, let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Vance. Got a couple of things he wants to say. We only got a few minutes left of this segment, Vance. So what's up?
Okay. Point number one is I was listening to your first hour. And there was an article, Breitbart, American Thinker, Town Hall, one of them. But it was an article on the foresight of the founders and the Constitution and the Electoral College. And somebody did some extensive research into the journals kept by some of the delegates. And one of the precautions for the Electoral College was voter fraud. Election yeah. fraud, cheating, all that other good stuff, okay? Number two, morals of mainly Democrats, but the morals of legislators at every level right now, high profile is Congress, and leaving the Ten Commandments at the door, or as we say in the Navy and the Marine Corps, canexing the whatever. Three morals that apparently the Democrats do not believe in, and I can go on and on. And that is, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt not covet what is thy neighbor's. Simple. Yeah. And right now, I am going back and forth with one of Patricia Ackerman's staffers, mainly on the gun issue and how all these laws that have been put on the books for the past 100 to 150 years with restrictions and whatnot are, in fact, amendments to the Constitution in violation of Article 5 and the two set procedures, which is Convention of the States or submit the amendment in Congress to go through Congress and then to go out to the states to be ratified, and also in the ratification, all the ratifications have to be exactly the same language. Okay? Those 3 points. And how the Democrats kind of piss all over it.
They, you know, I have a feeling if the Constitution of the United States, if the Bill of Rights, those sacred documents were ever taken out of those airproof, totally secure vaults that they are in. Hermetically sealed vaults. It would be a Democrat who would be the first to put a match under those actual documents. I think they would have no hesitation whatsoever.
Because if you want to take a look at the Democrats and their beliefs, go read Chapter 10 of the 1936 edition of the Constitution of the USSR, and that Constitution was in effect until the collapse of the Soviet Union. Chapter 10, 1936.
You know, you do have to give Bernie Sanders some credit. Bernie Sanders has been true to his beliefs, true to, you know, his agenda, what he has said he wants, what he says he will do. In all the years that he has been in politics, it's the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, people like Mitt Romney and Jeff Flake and all those others, that the rhinos, that have just lied to the American people. You know,
yeah.
So at least Bernie Sanders has some integrity.
Yeah.
It really is unbelievable.
Just illustrate chapter 10. My favorite that I've memorized is the separation of church and state crap that the Democrats keep touting. Chapter 10, Article 124 of the Constitution of the USSR, circa 1936. You'll find it right there. And then you have Robert Owens and his Declaration of Mental Freedom. Or mental independence, excuse me, mental independence. Go look that one up.
The sad part is, Vance, is you're preaching to the choir when you're preaching to my listeners. It's the left,
Mary,
that will never go out and look this stuff up for themselves because they have to
Mary.
Be told.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you, but Mary, Monica, you want to tell her what I passed on to you about my stepson, Mike, being a nurse and still getting COVID-19, or at least being positive for COVID.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of referencing there with medical professionals still getting it, but it doesn't matter to them, Vance. The truth will never matter. You know, facts on the other side will never matter. It's just they get it on their side, and they stop thinking for themselves. So, Vance, thank you so much for the call and for the points you made. Again, I feel bad for people that won't go out and do the research for themselves. And then when they do find an article that agrees with them, look at who that article is actually from. Follow the money. Follow the money. We'll be back after this with a very special guest from the Trump campaign, actually, the director of press communications, Aaron Perrine. And we'll see how the president's doing directly right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
You know that's not true. Talk and text line 884-9910. You can talk whenever you want. It's your show. Even though it's called The Monica Jay Show, you know it's your show. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910, the talk and text line. But you know you can always get a hold of me through Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And, of course, our website, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. How do you plan on voting this year? Are you going to do it in person? Are you going to do it by mail? Are you going to do it by hand delivering it to the Registrar of Voters office? Or are you not going to vote? Still disappointed with that, not going to vote. I really hate that. But love seeing that 88% so far are saying in person. Get out. Be safe. Follow their rules. But get out and vote in person. It is the Monica Jay Show, but you know, we get some high profile interviews every once in a while, and I'm very glad to say that we have the ear of the White House today, or at least the Trump campaign. Aaron Perrine joins us. She is the director of press communications, so basically the director of, you know, getting me the best information possible. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us on the show again.
Thank you for having me. That was quite the hype on the intro there.
Well, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't start off our conversation by asking, how is our amazing president and extraordinary first lady doing after their COVID diagnosis?
Yes, actually, the president just put out a tweet. We should all be so excited. He is leaving Walter Reed today at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. He's feeling good. He is so excited to be able to get back over to the White House. And he actually said he feels better than he did 20 years ago. Our first lady is also feeling well, recovering from coronavirus. You know, this is the United States right here. You have such a great opportunity here to get well and to come out the other side. And that's what this president is doing. I know he's excited to be able to leave Walter Reed, and he's thankful for all the exceptional care he's received there.
And, you know, I'm just excited that he got a couple of days off and got a little bit of rest. Of course, knowing him, he probably wasn't resting because he sure was sending out the tweets, and they were absolutely awesome. But one of the things that people have been talking about is the fact that maybe put on hold for right now the big rallies. And for some reason, the left believes if those rallies are put on hold that people are going to lose interest or lose support for the president. And honestly, I don't see that happening.
No, I don't see that happening either. But we're also launching Operation MAGA tonight. We will have an online broadcast. We'll be getting the release out shortly on that. To kick things off, listen, there's no bigger champion of the MAGA movement than President Trump every single day being out there talking about the forgotten men and women who aren't forgotten anymore here in the United States.
Yeah.
So you will tonight we will have a big online broadcast. The vice president has his vice presidential debate this week. And then we will kick off to, you know, in-person events. The vice president's going out to Arizona this week to have an event. We're going to be out there. The First Family, the surrogates, our coalitions, plus our grassroots army for Trump. All of it's going to be out there pushing hard, making sure that we get the message out there, that we turn out our voters. Because let me tell you, enthusiasm's never been higher for President Trump. Truly, the American people are behind him as he fights the coronavirus, but they know what's at stake here. And so we are excited to be out there carrying the MAGA mantle for him while he's getting better.
Democrats are behind him. Independents are behind him. Republicans are behind him. I don't think I have ever seen an excitement or support for a president from any party in the past.
I mean, that's right. You saw it during the primary season. You've seen it all along. You have seen it throughout this process where President Trump has broken primary record after primary record for voter turnout. The enthusiasm is sky high for the president everywhere we turn. Why? Because this is a movement. This MAGA isn't just a slogan. It is a movement. It is the American people standing together saying, we want more. We want better. We want to be the exceptional nation we know we can be. And that is a group effort. That is everybody all hands on deck making America great again. And so that means not just Democrats, but Republicans and independents and every voter from every walk of life who can stand together and say, that man fights for me and that man is Donald Trump. And so we see it. I mean, one of our recent rallies that we had in Minnesota before the diagnosis, the president had a majority of registrants were not Republicans. We see that a lot of the places we go.
Well, and I think what we're seeing also, besides the number of Black voters, you know, walking away and switching and supporting President Trump. I mean, the highest numbers in history for a Republican to ever have the Black vote is also legal immigrants, their votes, the Hispanic vote. I look at some of his tweets and it just says it all. If you want a massive tax increase, the biggest in history of our country and one that will shut our economy and jobs down, then vote Democrat. Joe Biden has flat out said when elected that he will raise taxes, that he will shut down the economy again. He will force mask mandates. And I don't understand how people can still even support that idea or any of those ideas.
I mean, that's right. How can you support things like a national mask mandate, like the expansion of government where you know your freedoms will contract? That's like a scientific equation, a mathematical equation. The more government, the less freedom. That's just the honest truth there. How do you support raising taxes on over 80% of people? How do you support getting rid of opportunity zones? How do you support getting rid of the doubling of the child tax credit? How do you support a guy who has said that he wants to flip the Senate to Democrats. Okay, you want to do that? And Bernie Sanders has said, I will be the guy who runs health care in the Senate. You know what that means? They are going further and further. And these are the alarm bells we have been raising further and further towards socialized medicine with every single step they take. At some point, we have to believe them. At some point, we have to believe that Democrats have an economically devastating policy for the United States. We have to take them at their word, and we have to fight. We have to fight, stand with President Trump, and make sure that we protect the freedoms he has fought so hard. He has increased religious liberties, religious freedoms, your freedom of your dollar, your freedom of your ability to choose the life you want here in the United States. He has given us those freedoms. He has fought for those freedoms. We cannot lose them.
Well, you know, even that was one of his tweets, religious liberty, vote. You know, they're checking off the Bill of Rights that we have of what they're trying to get rid of, the freedom of speech, the freedom to bear arms. But in this tweet, this really says it right there. Fight the corrupt fake news media. Vote. Aaron, what would you say is a great resource? Because I know all mainstream media just seems to have it in. You've got Donna Brazile now on the board of Fox News for their news content. Paul Ryan, it's going downhill. There's only a couple of people that I listen to over there anymore, you know, Tucker and Dana Perino. But where can people go, in your opinion, for people to really find out what is going on in the Trump administration and what he wants to bring forward, like what he's going to be pushing for the next 4 years?
Oh, well, anybody who wants to see what the president's going to be pushing for, I would encourage you to join the Army for Trump, to join our movement, and to join us online on our website, on DonaldJTrump.com. We have the president's vision for 4 more years. We know what that looks like. That means what the president's promises have been, which have been school choice, which is bringing back 10 million jobs in 10 months. We've seen the president bring back over 11 million jobs in just 5 months. We have seen what this president can do. These are promises that he has delivered on. So be part of the movement. If you want the real news, if you want the real sources of what's going on this campaign and in this movement, download the Trump campaign app. It's just called Trump 2020 in the App Store and Android, and get the information straight to your phone so that if somebody says something ridiculous, you can easily push back, because the facts are nobody has fought harder. Nobody has done more for the United States than President Donald J. Trump. And there's so much at stake. We cannot let Joe Biden and the Bernie Biden manifesto and Kamala Harris take us in the wrong direction.
Yeah, AOC and the squad, they're chomping at the bit to get this done. But you have to remember, out of any president that's ever been out there, promises made, promises kept, and I want to keep that going for the next 4 years as well. Aaron Perini, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you have a chance, best wishes to everyone who has tested positive for COVID. And we wish them all of the best from Northern Nevada.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. This is the way that it is going to be for the next, less than 30 days. Do you believe it? Less than 30 days. November 3rd. Here we are, October 5th. I can't even believe it's October. You have to fight for your vote. You have to fight for the integrity of it. And you have to fight for this country. Because you heard it right there, and you see it every day when Biden gets his chance to speak to the American people. The lies that come out of his mouth. I didn't say that. I didn't do that. Trump is doing this. Trump said that. The lies are just insurmountable now. But when he does tell the truth, you know it's going to hit hard. The raising of taxes. He's going to make it harder for businesses to be in business. All of those regulations, the hundreds of regulations that Trump rolled back, Biden is going to be bringing back. Even all the restrictions on Obamacare. We have so many great things that have been taken away from us. Under the guise of safety. They did this to us after 9/11. They do it to us every single time there is any type of natural disaster, man-made disaster, act of terrorism, and that is chipping away at your freedoms. But 2030 is upon us. And she wasn't supposed to lose. So we're the ones who are going to be losing if we make sure the right people aren't in office. Pull up the Washoe County Registrar of Voters. Douglas, Lyon, Carson, Churchill, the list goes on and on and on. Your candidates, your ballot questions are all right there. So in case you haven't received your ballot or your sample ballot, go online and start educating yourself now. The one thing here in Washoe County and in the state of Nevada as in a whole, or as a whole, needs to be to get rid of the politicians who are in the back pocket of developers. You know exactly the ones I'm talking about. And they are packed on the Reno City Council. They are packed on all of the commissioners. Look at Douglas County and what they've had to go through. Even when you go against the majority of the community's wishes, people are still, because you can't be at those meetings because of this fake shutdown BS, which even in Wisconsin, Governor Whitmer, Supreme Court comes out in the state and says, no, these mandates you put forward for the lockdown are unconstitutional. Just a big middle finger to the Supreme Court there. She ain't backing down. She's not going to open up that state. And neither is Sisolak, and neither is Sheevy. Remember that. Starting October 17th, early voting, October 17th through the 30th, you can vote at any of the open locations out there. On November 3rd, though, remember, it is your designated voting location. You can't just go anywhere on November 3rd. You have to go to your official polling place if you are voting in person, and I encourage that you do, and I encourage that you vote early. Get it taken care of, and be a poll watcher to make sure that we protect this vote. Because the left is willing to do anything, and I mean anything, to scare you away or to make sure it doesn't happen or even to make sure it's stolen. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your show at 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. What route are you taking to actually vote? You going to do it in person? You going to vote by mail? You going to walk your vote in? You're not going to vote at all? Well, I hope there's a specific reason for not voting. And I would love to hear that if you want to send me an email. But this is a good question. And Heiko, I thank you for it. Good morning, Monica. I have always wondered when judges run unopposed, if you don't vote or none of these above candidates, do they still win? Yeah, they do. We're voting in. We're not voting out. So that, you know, if they get all of none of the above, well, they're still in office. So, but thank you for that question, because that's serious. People wonder, you know, there's not a, well, there probably is somewhere out there. But when you become 18, who do you rely on to welcome you into the world of voting? There are a lot of questions out there for people. And you always need to get the best information. Search it out. Talk to the party leaders. Talk to the Secretary of State's office, their elections division. Talk to your registrar of voters. Better yet, volunteer for your registrar of voters office. Help them out. Get involved in the process. It's a great way for kids to learn. Love you. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow.